ZYB. We have any stations out there for a quick radio check, please?
KN4RJN, it's working.
Appreciate it, my friend. How's it sound? Does the audio sound pretty good? I just set up a J-pole outside. Want to make sure it's doing okay.
Him and Charlie, brother. Clear as a bell.
Man, appreciate it. All right. Well, I'll definitely be using this for the net tonight, man. I appreciate it.
73, Steve. Have a good one. KN4RJN, clear.
All right, buddy. Thank you. KZ8ZYB, 73.
KN4RJN.
This is KN4RJN. What's up, brother?
This is Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. I was going to see if you could give me a radio check, too. I just put a new microphone on this TYT 9800.
That's your Lima Charlie. Clear as a bell. I might want to step just a little bit closer to it or turn the gain up just a bit. But, you're good.
KE4JRK.
KN4RJN, I am clear. AW Mobile. KN4RJN, sitting still.
Ingalls parking lot. The trunk full.
Roger that. You stocking up for something in particular?
Vacation. She's making chili tonight. So hopefully that'll last us a few days. I'm on vacation. She's not. She'll go on vacation next week. That means I get a whole week. But she's already filled the chalkboard up with honeydews. So I can't win for losing.
Roger that. Ain't no such thing as vacation.
Yeah, that would be an opportunity loss. I told her that Steve and I are going flying tomorrow.
And she let you out of the house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went over her list and we decided on what could and couldn't be done. And I told her what my objective was. So we're on the same page now. So I've got to replace some doors. She bought replacement doorknobs a long time ago. I replaced a few of them. I got to finish replacing the rest of them. And then some other stuff like that I got to get done that has, you know, been sitting around waiting for this opportunity.
That, well, you know, replacing the doorknob is a 2-hour, 3-beer operation, you know.
The first one takes that long. The second one, third one, and fourth one get shorter and shorter and shorter. You learn the parts.
For nationality, it's about a 10-minute operation, but I've always told her it takes at least 2 hours and 3 beers.
Well, that's a good way. You pad it a little bit, huh?
A lot.
The list. I'm trying to think of it, but I can't. That's why there's a list.
I just keep misplacing the lists, but, yeah. Well, I'm going to be headed up to Greensboro. Originally, I was headed up Wednesday. But a friend of mine here recently passed. And I'm waiting for what the arrangements are going to be on that. But I don't know if I'm going to be in town on Friday night or not. And the short answer is probably not. And then we'll see what happens after that.
About how we're going to do that. Wendy filled in for you on a Friday night or two, didn't she?
Headed with her, texted with her last night. I had talked to Mark on the net Monday night, I guess it was, or Sunday night. Wendy usually has it Monday, right? Yeah. Talked to him Sunday and said, ask if I could swap Wendy again, you know, Monday for Friday. And then she texted me and said she's not on the schedule for Monday, that somebody else has had it. And she gave me the name and I didn't recognize it. But she said that you had arranged for somebody to take the Monday nights that she doesn't have, but she would still cover me this Friday. So, yeah, I'm not sure how we're gonna work that out. But, and I'm gonna be dead for on the air for a week or two anyway, between moving in and getting stuff established up there and having to come back down here for the closing and yada 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 and all that stuff. So, I'm not sure, you know, and my radio is going to be the last thing gets packed up, and it was going to get packed up tomorrow, but now I'm going to have to wait a few days and see how the funeral arrangement, because I don't want to be out of town when that happens. So Wendy's got me this Friday, and then I don't know about next week.
Yeah, Robert is picking up all of the Mondays that Wendy doesn't have. AA4RM, Robert. He'll be getting tonight's net for the first time in a long time. He's calling it a long time ago. So he's just getting back. He had some surgery on his voice, and he wasn't able to use it for a while, but now it's working again, so we're going to put it to use. But I'll understand that Fridays are kind of vulnerable here for a while, so I'll always be there on Fridays just to cover in case anything goes wrong. So if you can't get a hold of somebody, don't sweat it. I'll get it. But I was thinking about asking Wendy. Between Wendy and Robert, that's two people and two weekdays, right? If Wendy took all Mondays and Robert took all Fridays, or if Wendy took all Fridays and Robert took all Mondays, then we might be able to get it all zipped up. But if neither one of them can do that much commitment, I'll understand that completely, and we'll look for somebody else for Fridays. And I'll fill in on Fridays until you get, see if you can get set up there with an Echolink link. And if you can't, then we'll figure something out. But don't sweat it. Anyway, I'm backing in the garage. I got to unload a trunk full of groceries. So don't sweat it. If you can't call it, I'll be there. I understand it's volatile. Don't panic. I'll pick them up. Any that don't have any coverage, I'll pick up. W4DJW.
Well, thanks. Enjoy your vacation, such as it is. And enjoy your honey-do list. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJ and clear.
I did that the other day. I thought I was off the 7500.
KC8ZYB, K8RAP.
K8RAP, KC8ZYB.
Sounding clear to me.
Okay, good deal. I'm glad it didn't change it from, because I moved it in like 6 feet from where it was at, if not a little bit further than that.
Like you said, when you get a chance, just put it up a little higher, and you know, run it out a little further. But you're gonna hit this repeater, I'm sure, from where you're at with no problems. It's right there in the same town of you, right?
No, this one's about 28 miles from your repeater book. About 28 miles from me. But. I was getting in it with just that tiny antenna on the back of the radio.
Oh, well, you're doing good. Yeah, how many watts on that radio?
I'm just using low power right now. I mean, are you getting any noise in on this one? Because when I did that first radio check with one of the guys on here, it was out there in the yard.
Just a little bit of white background noise that you would expect. That far away. Is it full quieting? Not full quieting, but definitely good signal, good quality.
This, from what I understand, this repeater is like 3,000 feet elevation.
Is this repeater linked to anything? K8RAP.
As far as I know, just Echolink.
Well, you're doing pretty good, so I wouldn't be concerned. What did you say? You used the handheld?
No, I'm on the 7500.
How many watts does that put out?
It does 50 on high. I'm on low power right now. That's going to bug me, though, because when I did the first radio check with one of the guys out here, when I had it out in the yard, it was full quieting, you know, crystal clear audio. And now I got noise in there with it pulling in closer to the house. I'm glad Judd said something about that, though, because somebody would trip over that for sure. I guarantee it.
All out there to one of those other people that you called out to, though, it's probably the same people monitoring. You can't really see them, but call out there to somebody else, see what they think.
KCHZYB, we have any more stations out there listening for a quick radio check? I'm not sure. I can't remember the call sign of the guy that jumped in a few minutes ago. I had to make some adjustments on this J-pole. I had it about 17 feet from the bay window of my house. and I had to pull it in close so somebody wouldn't trip over my coax until I get the thing up on the roof. So is anybody out there getting any noise in there with it? Before it was crystal clear when I had it 17 feet out. Now I'm only about 3 or 3.5 feet from the bay window.
Station calling up for radio check. This is KO4ISG. I'm down here in Gaston County, Gastonia, North Carolina. You got some good strong audio. I got about a 5 to a 7 on you, and you sounding good down here. Nice and clear, crisp. This is KO4ISG. Back to you, sir.
Okay, man. Okay, I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I was just a little concerned having to move it in like that. It's not going to be in this location long. It's just temporary until I get it up on the roof. But like I said, I had it out about 17 feet from the bay window of the house and realized that people be walking through there at nighttime and they'll trip over that coax and rip that thing out of the ground. So anyway, buddy, I appreciate it. Thanks for jumping in there for me. And if you jump on the net in the evening time, I'm sure I'll catch you out there. Have a good one, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. This is KZAZYB 73, my friend.
No problem, anytime. My name's Danny, by the way. And you say you're having net tonight?
Every evening at 9 o'clock. I believe they call it the Blue Ridge net. I could be wrong. I've checked into it maybe, I don't know, 3 times. I just moved here, actually. I've only been here about a month or so, 2 months maybe. And I finished up my move a couple of weekends ago from Hilton Head Island here in Greenville. So, yeah, great bunch of guys. And they usually have a swap and shop net after the check-ins. So, yeah, it's actually a friend of mine that lives in Lugoff, South Carolina, actually bought some stuff from one of the guys that was advertising on the net. So yeah, it's usually a pretty big net. I checked into it a few weeks ago and there were 62 check-ins. So yeah, man, come on in. Join us at 9 o'clock if you're freed up.
I usually, I like hammering the nets for some reason. I'll be free, I promise. And I got like 3 or 4 local ones tonight. Just local, so I'll make sure I get down here to yours. So I'm kind of interested. Yadkinville's about 60 or 70 miles from me, and if I can make it to you, I should be able to make it that net, no problem. Anyway, 73s, and y'all have a good one up there. This is KO4ISG, Danny. Wish y'all a good day and good number.
Have a good night, my friend. We'll catch you on the net this evening. Take care. KCHZYP. Pick it up there, Randy.
4EEE. Sounding clear here. And, well, I'm mobiling in Seneca, South Carolina.
No, appreciate it. That makes me feel a little bit better. There's a couple of them, a couple people now that's told me that good. I had to make some adjustments on it. I can't leave it where I wanted to temporarily and had to move it pretty close to the house. So that's good to hear. I appreciate it, my friend. Name's Jeff on this end. The call is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo.
Jeff, my name is Jeff as well.
Yeah, it's Jeff. It's Jeff. Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. Well, nice to meet you, Jeff.
A squirrel from time to time. And if you look at my call sign, it also oddly spells coffee.
Jeff, hey, can you give me your call again? I'll get you down. I'll get you in the logbook here.
No problem. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Echo. That's KO4EEE.
It's an easy one to remember. All right, Jeff, I appreciate you jumping in there, my friend. I got somebody calling me on another channel here, so I'm going to go ahead and jump out for now. And if you join the net at 9 tonight, I'll catch you there. Be safe out there mobile around, my friend, and we'll catch you later. KCHZYB, 73 for now, my friend.
About to be disappearing down into a mountain hole, so KO4 04 EEE, I'll be clear. And scan them when I can.